Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. The Democrats are destroying America along with the Rhino Republicans. Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Okay, I want to share something with you that's really important that just took place today. And I'm kind of curious and I'm trying to figure it out myself right now. I'm like, how in the world did this happen? Or what is happening? And I'm talking about the President Trump court case in New York City. So President Trump, he's there in New York and they're trying President Trump for this case and they're going after President Trump for this case. And it's really fraudulent what they're doing to President Trump in New York City. We already know this. Everyone knows it's fraudulent. This is part of the reason why President Trump is gaining so much support. He has the federal government coming down on him. He has these rogue DEAs going after him throughout the country going after President Trump. They're trying to do everything they can to prevent President Trump from becoming president in 2024, this November. And every time they do something to President Trump, he just goes up in the poll numbers. They never stop. I can't help but think, and I've told this story before, and I'm going to share it one more time here. When I was a kid, I remember being outside, and I would play out in the field, and I had a jar. And I would have this jar, and I'd poke holes in the top of the jar. You know where I'm going with this. And I would go around, and I would catch bees. Or sometimes in the evening, we would catch these light bugs. And I'll put as many in the jar as I can so we can have like a little lantern, you know, walking around. But I remember one day we were outside, and it's a summer day, and I'm catching bees with the jar. And I remember this kid, he got stung on his hand by a bee. He was so angry with the bee that stung him on his hand. What did he do? He's barefoot, mind you. He goes steps on another bee, and then that bee stings the bottom of his foot. This is like the Democrats. But he still didn't learn. So what did he do after that? Already stung on his hand, stung on his foot. He's angry with two bees now. So what does he do? With his other foot, he steps on another bee. So now he has three bee stings. And then his mother finally grabs him. So we're all watching this unfold. We're watching it happen. And then finally his mother grabs him. It's the same thing with the Democrats. The Democrats believe that they constantly have to go after President Trump. They believe that they have to continue to do this in order to stop President Trump, but he just gains more support. Which brings me to something extremely bizarre. This just happened, maybe an hour ago, moments ago? Can we say moments ago?
Sure.
This just happened in New York City, outside of the courthouse where President Trump is. Split screen it for me. Look at this. Y'all know what this is? Have y'all heard about this? So apparently, someone decided to show up at President Trump's courthouse and set themselves on fire. Do we know why? Is it the same thing that happened in D.C. when they went in front of the Israeli embassy and the guy set himself on fire? He did a video talking about it, talking about free Palestine. I haven't seen any videos from this person, but there's one video that I'm going to share with you where they said it was an active shooter at first, but no one is ducking. And this was on MSDNC, if I'm not mistaken, or CNN. We'll share it. I'm going to share it with you. But look at this. This just happened moments ago in New York City where someone set themselves on fire. That is a person. You can't see the person down there, but that is a person. People scrambling around. The police officers can't do anything. I mean, what can the police officers do? There's no fire extinguisher. I guess they all could be taking their jackets off and beating the person trying to put the fire out. But I guess they don't want their jackets to be. Look, I mean, it's really interesting how people are standing around watching. I mean, I guess it's just too hot. You can't do anything. I guess it's just entirely too hot. You can't do anything.
Yeah,
you can't
he
really
used an
approach
accelerant.
It.
They were saying they smelled an accelerant before.
So he probably
set
put like gasoline
fire.
On himself or something like that, like the other guy did. Because you just can't. I mean, if you take a lighter and I just did to my jacket, it's gonna go. But if you put lighter fluid all over yourself or gasoline, it's going to go ablaze. And there's not much you can do at that point. So they run over there with a fire extinguisher to try to put it out. So also, this is Friday. I will be taking your phone calls. We're going to put the phone number. Can we put the phone number at the bottom of the screen? Because I have another one I want to share with you. And this was on CNN, the one I was talking about on CNN, where they're saying an active shooter. She first says there's an active shooter. And I'm thinking to myself, active shooter? And then she just completely disregards that she just said that. Then she goes on like she's doing sports commentary, talking about how the guy just set himself ablaze. And she's going into complete detail about all of it, about the surrounding, what she can smell, what is happening, what the people are doing. I mean, if you close your eyes, you can get a complete visual. I already showed you some of the fire, right? So if you close your eyes, she's going to go into complete detail about what's happening.
Yeah, this is actually bizarre. I was like, how does she keep going like that?
When I first saw this, I was thinking like, is this a joke?
Yeah.
Because I didn't know, you know, I didn't see the fire at first, but I'm sitting there listening. My producer, she was playing. I said, is this a joke you're listening to? But no, it's real. But again, listen to the very beginning of this. Coming from fake news, CNN. Listen.
Oh, what do you say? We also are seeing an active shooter. An active shooter is in the park outside the court. We have a man who is, he has set fire to.
I'm still a little confused. Most of the time, if there's an active shooter, you don't stand up to look. If there's an active shooter, you hear gunshots and you start ducking. You get down. You don't stand up screaming active shooter. Is this like the go-to saying for CNN? It's like, do they want to be an active shooter?
Yeah, I don't know if it's because everybody started screaming. Everybody started screaming and it got chaotic. So I think that's why she thought
active
shooter.
But I mean,
shooter.
There's no, I mean, yeah. I didn't hear any gunfire.
No, I
where do them. You get active shooter? Do they want to? You know, this is my thinking. This is my thinking. That they're hoping that MAGA Republicans show up to the courthouse and they start shooting people. This is what I'm getting out of this. You leave me a comment and you tell me if you think I'm wrong. I'm looking in the comments right now on Frank's Speech as well as on the Rumble channel. Leave me a comment. Do you think I'm wrong in that? Because I think that's what they're hoping for. An active Republican, MAGA Republican shooter showing up shooting people. That's not going to happen. Because she automatically comes out with that. But watch. Watch how she gives the whole detail about this whole situation. I'll try not to stop it again.
Oh, what do you say? We also are seeing an active shooter. An active shooter is in the park outside the court. We have a man who is he has set fire to himself. A man has emblazoned himself outside of the courthouse just now. Our cameras are turning right now. A man has now lit himself on fire outside of the courthouse in Manhattan where we are waiting for history to be made. A full jury panel is gone. We are watching a man who is fully emblazoned in the front of the courthouse. Today, we are watching multiple fires breaking out around his body and person. We have seen an arm that has been visible that has been engulfed in total flames. There is chaos that is happening. People are wondering right now if people are in danger. I'm looking across the courtyard. There is a man racing to his aid. There is coats coming off to try to put out the fire. We have members of security detail.
Look at the guy next to her. He's just like, oh my goodness, is this real? Is this really happening? Y'all see the expression on his face? I mean, look at him. And she's just going off, just constantly giving detail about everything that's going on. I mean, kudos to her for doing this because, you know, a lot of people that are listening in, they're getting a complete audible visual about what is taking place here. Now, what I'm thinking is that this guy, probably a guy or woman, I'm more likely a guy, okay?
He looked like a guy from the other angle.
More than likely a guy, okay? Well, at least, they might not even identify as the guy, but anyways, more likely a guy set himself on fire because all of the cameras are there for the courthouse, so he probably did this to try to bring attention to himself, to bring attention to what's happening in Israel, because Israel... Last night, for those of you who don't know, they started hitting and attacking different places in Iran. I don't know if this is the reason. Did he start screaming free Palestine beforehand? I don't know. hopefully that information will come out. Maybe once they find out who he was, they'll go to his social media. They'll try to find out more information, see if there's a video or anything. If he was a total leftist, they'll probably just sweep this under the rug. Maybe. I don't know. We're going to see. More than likely. But it's, I highly doubt that it's a Trump supporter. Do you think it's a Trump supporter setting himself on fire?
No,
like this?
I think it's completely a pro-Palestinian.
I think
person.
It's a pro-Palestinian Hamas terrorist supporter doing this.
Yeah.
What do you think? Give me a call. The number's on the screen, 319-527-3453. I'd really like to know what your opinion on this. Now, listen to just a little bit more of this. Listen.
Details. NYPD is rushing to the scene. They are trying to come out. Officers are on the scene. A fire extinguisher is right now present being put on this man to try to put out. People are climbing over barricades to try to separate the public to put out the flame on this man. He has lit himself out in fire in front of the courthouse right now. We are watching as they're playing. We can smell the air. I can smell the burning of some sort of a flesh. I can smell the burning of some sort of agent being used as well as an accelerant to put that fire. I smell an actual fire extinguisher having been displayed. I see a person whose body appears to be on the ground being surrounded by officers. I have multiple officers. I've counted about a dozen officers on the scene. The fire is still burning. It's now in multiple locations. It continues to blaze. We right now have officers removing their coats, trying to surround this person to envelop their body to prevent them from further going into flames. You can smell, I'm sitting here with Evan Perez, you can smell burning flesh. You can smell an accelerant. The flames are continuing to engulf his person. I hear shouts that are coming from across the courtyard. I have people, multiple people running over. Another fire extinguisher being brought out. This person's body continues to be engulfed in flames. A portion of his body is still engulfed in flames. A yellow smoke is billowing from on top of his person as it is engulfing the officers who are continuing to try to put out these flames that are continuing to emblazon. Now the officers are not visible through the gulf and the cloud of smoke.
That is absolutely crazy. That is absolutely crazy. I'm like, you know, everyone is just like, what in the world? What would compel a person to do such a thing? And, you know, me, in my beliefs, you're feeling you engulf yourself in one flame just to end up in another flame. In my beliefs, that's what happens. I don't know what would compel a person to do that. I can't even imagine a situation that you would want to do that to yourself.
Yeah, that's pretty sad.
It's really sad.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Do you think that, because we don't have any information, it's all speculation right now.
Yeah, they're saying they're not sure if it was a political statement or if it was about the Trump trial. They're going to investigate it, of course.
So. I'm highly.
I don't know why
to believe that it has nothing to do with Trump. It has nothing to do with Trump.
With all the rising protests that they're having at colleges right now, I would say, about anti-Israel, I'm quite sure that's what it is. I'm sure that that's what they'll find out, but we'll see.
I mean, but this person don't have a clue if that's going to put the fire and don't even talk about him any longer.
Oh, I'm sure he has something.
There's probably some kind of manifesto out there, right?
Oh, of course.
Probably something. If there's not, they'll probably make up one. If there's not one, I can say they probably go, well, let's just say he was a Trump supporter and would do that. But then I don't think they would do that either.
Republicans aren't that stupid.
I mean, Republicans are not stupid like that. Conservatives don't do that. Christians don't do that. I mean, I can't even imagine anybody on the right that would, in the right mind.
Why would you take your life for any political movement? I have no idea. That just makes no sense to me.
It doesn't make a lick of sense.
But
it doesn't make a lick of sense. But you know, the interesting thing?
Somebody probably convinced that person that that was the thing to do. That they'll have a legacy, they'll have, and you know what? We are all talking about it to a certain extent. I don't know this person's name, but it for right now, this unnamed person is being talked about all over the news. But
yeah,
it'll go away tomorrow.
So I wonder if they're going to release the person's name before they shut down the person's social media.
I don't think they should name them. You know why? Because that's why the next person does it.
That's exactly the reason why the next person would do it. Because the next person say, oh, they said his name or her name. And then they go out and they commit the same horrific act. And then they get everyone to be talking about the name. I'm looking in the comments and one person said that during this, they're trying to be a martyr. Right, they're trying to be a martyr.
Yeah, and I could care less to publicize it. To be honest with you, I don't even like showing it right now, but,
Yeah, I could care less. Okay, we're going to go from break, and I'm going to show you another reason, just maybe, why the country is finally waking up. And also, the phone line is open. We'll be right back.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when a recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
And we're back, everybody. We're going to get ready to go right to your phone calls. And we were just talking about in the last segment about someone showing up to the courthouse where President Trump is in New York, setting themselves ablaze. Now, personally, I don't think it has anything to do with President Trump. I think my producer's spot on. I think that person was taking the opportunity because all of the cameras, all of the media looking at this, because this has never happened in the history of the country where they're going after their political rival, like we're in a banana republic, you know, communist nation. That's what they're acting like. So it's never happened before. So I think they only took the opportunity to try to expose themselves and try to bring more awareness to what's happening in Israel. This is my personal opinion. We don't know as of yet, but let's go to the phone calls and see what the people think.
Okay, we have Joy from Georgia, Will.
Hello, Joy. Thank you so much for the call.
Good afternoon, Mr. Will. Thank you for your show.
Oh, thank you for calling.
I have to agree with you, and I'd like to tell you, a lot of it, I believe, is mental. And, you know, when they're watching Trump and you have Israel and Iran at war and stuff like that, so these people want the attention. The media was there, and I agree 150% with you. This is a mental case.
Yeah, it really is. And, I think part of it has to do maybe try to take some attention away from Mike Johnson, what's happening there with Congress, how they're destroying our country and trying to bring themselves to what they're doing with what's happening in Israel. They find that they're more concerned about supporting Ukraine than they are Israel. And these leftists want to destroy Israel and they don't care about America. They put America last for everything.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, they do. Because, you know, I was telling my mom this story. I don't know if you recall when they go ahead and they told you, turn your phones off, turn your phones off, turn your phones off. And then they went ahead and they attacked Ukraine. And that's what it is. So when I tell you to watch my right hand, don't watch my left. That's when my left is going to turn on you. And guess what? The right, they want you to focus on the right. And that's exactly what it is. People don't understand that if you focus and stay in your lane and really pay attention to the media, they will tell you whatever you want to hear because, yep, like this media on CNN, an active shooter, because you know what? They want to draw the attention and then somebody is really going to come and then they're going to start shooting with the fire and all that. So it's like, you know, focus on what you're doing, not what the media is telling you.
Exactly.
They're going to, yeah.
Didn't
they'll start more trouble than anything.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, didn't you find it a little odd as well that she just automatically started screaming, active shooter, and then she stand up to look? I mean, was that a little odd to you or is it just me?
No, no, I agree with that because like you said, if it's an active shooter, who's going to stand there? First of all, I wouldn't. I'd be running and ducking and trying to find an avenue out, not an avenue to look around and the guy behind, if you see the guy, he's looking like, what the hell is she talking about? You know? So it's just to draw attention, like you said, because of this whole Trump thing that is going on now, the media, they should never have the media. They should never know where Trump is. They should not have that because this is what's going to happen. And it's just drawing more attention to this case of his and just trying to wrap him up as he is a dog. And you know what? Because they don't want a country. They want communists, period.
100%. 100%. Thank you so much for the wonderful call and have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Thank you again for your time. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thanks, take care.
All right. Well, we have John from New Mexico.
Hello, John. Thank you so much for the call.
Hello there, Will. Got you on speaker with me and my wife. I'm calling from New Mexico. I called you last Friday, and you had to cut me off because your show was ending. Remember?
Yes. Yep. Thank you so much for the call back.
And anyway, we were talking about the guy that just set himself on fire, and we were thinking maybe he's a Muslim and he just wants a bunch of virgins.
Well, I think they have to kill other innocent people for them to get the 72 virgin goats. I mean, virgin females.
Yeah.
Did I say that out loud? I mean,
I'd like to finish my story about Medicare that I started last week, if that's okay.
Yeah, do it kind of briefly if you would, please, sir.
Yeah, I would. I will. So, I went to the hospital to the emergency room. There was $2,000 left over on my bill. I went up, talked to them. They said, no, sir, Medicare won't cover anything because you weren't admitted. So a few months after that, I went back to the hospital again. I was admitted. And so I went to talk to them about what was left over. They said, no, sir, we can't. Medicare won't pay anything. But you said if I was admitted, pay. And they told me that, well, you were only admitted for observation, not for medical care. And wow. I've been paying in for 50 years. And wow. I just wanted your audience to know, if you're counting on Medicare, don't. Because
unless you're illegal,
they won't pay anything.
But if you're an illegal alien coming into the country, they'll give you all kind of health care, medical care. They'll give you all government assistance. They'll give you free money, free housing if you're an illegal. But if it's a person like you that paid your dues, that did the bled, sweat and cried through all this time, 50 years paying into it, and then they just kick you to the curb because they have the money for the illegals and not you. And it's your money. This is sickening.
That is correct. It's very sickening. And I just want to say one more thing. When our next president is elected, our real president,
yes.
President Trump,
yes.
When he's reelected, all these elitists out there that are threatening to leave the country when he gets elected, I will personally offer my services to go pick them up, take them to the airport, and I will even carry their bags for them.
So. Amen.
I'm with you on that. Amen. I'll offer my service on that, too. Right? And, you know, we'll make it a free service for them.
Free ride. Yeah, free ride.
Absolutely.
We might even pitch in on the ticket, actually.
Yeah, we might even do a GoFundMe. No, GoFundMe.
Oh, GoFundMe,
we'll
yeah.
do a GoFundMe for that one. Well, awesome.
Last thing, I like the black hat.
You like the black
thank
hat?
You.
Yeah, she gets more compliments about the black hat. More, she gets so many compliments on that black hat when we go different places. So
if she would turn around real quick, I'd like to put a face with the voice.
Oh, you can see it in commercial too.
Yeah, she's right there. She just turned around. Yeah, when you look when you see the hat commercial, you see her talking in the hat commercial.
Hey, why?
Okay, all right.
But just check out the commercial. You'll see it.
And God bless you guys.
God bless
you guys do a wonderful job. And me and my wife, we watch you every chance we get.
Thank you. God bless you.
Have a great weekend.
We believe that you guys are one of the best on Frank's Beach.
Thank you so much for
thank
that.
Thank you.
God bless. All right, take care. Have a wonderful weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, let me play this one for you. This is another reason why the Democrats are in panic mode. Because you have people like Stephen A. Smith. Now, there's been times when he's come out there and he's really disagreed with President Trump. If I'm not mistaken, there's been videos where he's even talked really, really bad about President Trump. But when you get people like this, that's in his position, that has a lot of influence on the youth, because they watch him because of ESPN. When he starts saying what he's saying, the Democrats are in trouble.
When I think about Donald Trump, I think about this case in New York. I mean, I'm looking at the Democrats right now. And again, primarily, I have voted Democrat throughout my life, but I'm utterly disgusted with what I'm seeing, because it seems to me that they're trying to use the law and the courts. They've clearly politicized this thing with Donald Trump because they can't come up with a strategy to offset the momentum he's clearly gained. In at least five polls, he's up. He's up in the polls over Biden, at least five polls that I counted. That's the reality of the situation. Despite the counts against them, the indictments against them, being impeached twice and all of this other stuff, he is the presumptive GOP nominee. And you don't seem to have the issues in your favor, you believe. So because of that, you're going to manipulate the system as best as you possibly can to avoid him possibly running for re-election again. That appears to be their strategy, but I'm here to tell you, it's not working.
It's not working. It's not working. Can you imagine? Now, when I first saw that, this is not the first time that he's actually spoken out, Shannon, about what they're doing to President Trump.
Oh, yeah.
But if he's seeing it, he's seeing the truth of this. You know, other people are seeing the truth of this, what they're doing to President Trump, because they can't beat him on their own merits. They can't just, you know, put Joe Biden out there. They don't even want Joe Biden to get on the debate stage with President Trump, because we know how that would turn out. President Trump will only have to say a couple words and let Joe finish it, and he won't be able to. They are doing this because they see no other option than possibly taking us to World War III. And even taking us to World War III, they still can't stop the election from happening, but they can manipulate it.
Yeah, and you know what? He's not even just talking about Trump. He's talking about the Democrat Party by and large. He even did a whole segment on his show about how if his mom was still alive, she was a Democrat, she would be voting Republican, because the Democrats have moved so far left, right, that she would not be able to justify voting for them anymore. And it's almost like he's saying that for himself too. He's like, listen, this is not the party it used to be.
Well, right? when you're going after someone like President Trump and just making up stuff, because they could have done this 2 years ago.
Sure.
They could have done this 2 years ago. There was nothing stopping them from doing this 2 years ago. They're doing it right now in the middle of an election season. Right. And it is 100% election interference. Even President Trump is calling it out for what it is. They're putting a gag order on the man. They're taking his First Amendment rights. If they can't do it through social media, like they did on X and Facebook, if they can't do it there, now the courts are trying to silence him. President Trump has not committed any crimes, and they're taking away his constitutional rights. When you have the court system that's been weaponized against the American people in such a manner, we don't have a country. We don't have the U.S. Constitution. Like, you can say, well, what is that? What is the U.S. Constitution? What does that even document even mean any longer? Because according to the Democrats, they want to do away with it. I've said it so many times. They express how much they hate the Constitution. If it's not the First Amendment, shutting down President Trump, and President Trump is not even buying it. He still is coming out and saying what he wants to say. President Trump is still coming out using his First Amendment rights. I cannot wait until President Trump gets back in the White House. And he's already called it out. He's not going to be a dictator, but he's going to have to put his foot down. He's going to have to get the other Republicans to finally get a backbone and fight back He has no choice in the matter. Because if we're at war right now, we're at war with Russia, we're at war, we're not at war with Iran because we're helping Iran. We're going to get into some of that here shortly. But what they're doing, it needs to be stopped. We'll be right back.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace challenge today.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Okay, let me tell you about something that's really, really special that is happening right now. The beginning of this year has come with so many uncertainties. Will red-hot inflation continues? Will interest rates continue to rise? How can the Feds promise a soft landing when all signs point to a serious recession? If the beginning of this year has shown one thing, inflation is not slowing down, and the Feds is completely incapable of fixing these issues. Like millions of Americans, I find myself asking, how am I going to protect myself and my family? I spoke to my friends over at Genesis Gold Group, our new platform partner for Frank Speech and Lindell TV, after speaking to many other companies we have chosen to partner with, Genesis, due to their faith-based values and sterling reputation. And they walked me through protecting my savings with physical gold and silver. Genesis makes it easy to convert your 401k and IRA into a retirement account backed by physical precious metals like gold and silver. Their team has decades of experience helping folks just like you preserve hard-earned savings, and service provided to their clients is truly one of a kind. That's why I only trust Genesis Gold Group to help your money be backed by the gold standard. Call Genesis Gold today, 800-200-GOLD, for a non-committed, informative consultation with one of their experts to find out if Genesis can be a fit for you. That's 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-4653, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com or lindellgoldrush.com. Okay, let's get back to the phone lines. We have someone on the phone still? Okay, well, we're going to come back to it in a minute. But check it out. Let me show you President Trump when he came out talking about the First Amendment rights and how they're suppressing President Trump's voice. And the phone line is open if you want to give me a call. Check this out.
Do you really have a fair jury?
President Trump, should Congress pass the grand jury?
So thank you very much. As you know, I've been saying for a long while, this is a rigged trial. It's coming from the White House. They have White House DOJ people in the trial, in the DA's office, representing the DA because he's probably not smart enough to represent himself. This guy got elected using Trump, and you're not supposed to do that. Very much like Letitia James, all of it. But New York is going down as a very corrupt place to do business, that I can tell you. A lot of people are not going to be moving to New York. But this is a rigged case, and this is a case that was put in very strongly because of politics. So instead of being in Pennsylvania or Georgia or North Carolina or lots of other places today, I'm sitting in a courthouse all day long. This is going on for the week, and this will go on for another 4 or 5 weeks, and it's very unfair. And people know it's very unfair. The gag order has to come off. People are allowed to speak about me, and I have a gag order, just to show you how much more unfair it is. And the conflict has to end with the judge. The judge has a conflict, the worst I've ever seen, and it has to end with the judge. The gag order has to come off. I should be allowed to speak. Every time I come out to speak to you, I want to be open because we did absolutely nothing wrong. I showed you yesterday 32 stories of experts, legal experts, and I don't have one the other way. 32 stories of legal experts saying very strongly there's no case, this is a case should have been brought. Trump did nothing wrong, and they say it strongly. Trump did nothing wrong.
Trump did nothing wrong. They shut him down on social media when he was still in the White House, and now they're using judges. They're using the court system to shut him down. I mean, is this not a third world country? Where are the people that's been fighting for the Constitution all of this time? This should not be happening. Okay, we have a phone call.
Yep. First one is Eric from Wisconsin.
Hello, Eric. Thank you so much for the call.
Hi, Will and Shannon.
Hello.
Good to talk to you.
Yes.
Well, as far as the person that lit himself on fire and that report that you showed, that's basically all I've seen as far as coverage.
Mm-hmm.
So really? I am waiting to see what comes out on that and stuff. But
apparently, it's not on the front page of Fox News, by the way. They're saying that the guy's in critical condition, so he's still alive. That's crazy.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, anyways, go on.
Can you imagine the pain
that's
he's going through right now?
Well, that's when people talk about, you know, doing that. It's like, wow, if you're going to kill yourself, I mean, it'd be so fearful for me just because of the pain that you're going to feel when your skin starts burning.
Right.
But anyway, as far as that CNN reporter, The only thought I had there, based after your comments, Will, as far as her talking about active shooter and all that, she was holding, and I may be incorrect on this, but she was holding her ear like holding that earpiece or holding it in place to make sure she could hear or something. I'm just assuming. But that's the only thing I could think of as to why she started talking about an active shooter. Maybe that's what she was hearing in her earpiece. And so she's just repeating information she's hearing and, you know, no sign of shots and nothing in sight. So she didn't duck or anything like that. But right. Just giving her the benefit of the doubt. But
no, you know, you're actually
that into her earpiece.
Let me just chime in on that. I think you're right. You know, I think that is a possibility that she was probably being fed that information that there's an active shooter, which would still would bring another question. Who's on the other end telling her that there's an active shooter? Where did they get that
exactly.
from? Why did they automatically come out? If someone's feeding her that, why are they automatically saying it's an active shooter? If no one did feed her that, why did she come out and automatically say there was an active shooter? So it leaves questions, but you're spot on.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I think that maybe it's quite possible someone was feeding her information while she was doing it at the same time. I agree.
Yeah. On a lighter note, I'm not sure if you've seen this. I think I may have forwarded the email to you, but you never know if that goes through or whatever. But I, you know, get the text messages and the emails from the Trump team and lots of them. And, you know, sometimes they have merchandise that they have.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen the one that they have for a personalized 2024 Trump doormat?
No, I haven't seen that.
Okay. It's a doormat that you can put at your front door.
Uh-huh.
And it's blue and red. The horizontal red third in the middle says Make America Great Again.
Right.
The lower third says Trump 2024, and the upper third has your name because you have to order it, so it puts your family name in there.
Huh.
Well, this picture of it that comes in the email and the text,
it says Johnson.
A name. It says the Will Johnson family because underneath Johnson it says Will.
Oh, I didn't see that. I did
name.
See your email. I did see your email, but I didn't see the Will
really?
Johnson thing. Yeah, that's funny.
Under Johnson, it shows the first name, but it's in smaller letter.
Oh, okay.
So you can't, it's hard to tell. But so it says the Will Johnson family. So I'm thinking, oh, wow, Will.
Look
what
at
an
you.
Honor. You're getting personal endorsement from President Trump.
Well, hey, I like it. I'm gonna have to go dig up that email. What did you put in the subject for it?
I just saw
doormat.
The subject, so let's see.
Well, see, if you can't send it again.
Let me see if I can find it real quick.
Yeah, because she's gonna see if you know what, if she finds it, we'll put it on the screen.
Let me see if I'm.
Yeah.
She finally put on his
okay.
Screen.
I'm sure I forwarded it from the Trump team, so it's whatever subject came with them.
Okay.
But also, I might just put this plug in too. I recently ordered from your website a couple of the Bison wallets, men's wallets.
Yes.
And those are real nice.
Yes, they
and
are.
They're. Less expensive than you would think, like $16 or something like that.
You know, a lot of places you go to, they're like $50. They're extremely reasonable.
Yeah, and the colors are real nice. I got two of the two brown ones. And I just say to the folks out there, they make really nice gifts.
Yes, they do.
For, you know, maybe a young man graduating or whatever, but yeah, I really was happy with that. So,
oh, I'm sorry, okay, I can't find the email. Daggummit.
Send me the email again.
Well,
if you can, send it to me again. When we find it, we'll put it up on the screen next time.
Okay, yeah, it looks like it. I just saw it's the start of the subject line says knock knock. So I'll forward that one to you right now. But do I send it to the contact at
uniteamericafirst.com? Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Take
sure
care.
Appreciate you guys. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. God bless.
You too. Have a great weekend.
Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody. We're going to go to a quick break. And when we come back from this break, we're going to come right back to our phone calls. Don't go anywhere.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when a recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
We're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Okay, let's go straight to the back to the phone lines. We have another phone call on here.
Yep, we got Sue from Wisconsin.
Hello, Sue. Thank you so much for the call.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, it's Friday. I'm not so happy with Mike Johnson and some of these other Rhino Republicans, but, you know, it's Friday. I guess that's the good part of it.
I was working, so I didn't get to see the actual coverage of the newscaster who was, you know, talking about the man setting himself on fire.
Right.
But I could hear it, and she, to me, sounded, you know, really frantic, but almost, my first impression was it was almost fakey, you know, her panic and everything. And I'm not, you know, denying that he did it or anything like that, but I'm thinking, you know, how these suicide bombers and things like that give their lives, you know, for to do things like this. I'm thinking it was maybe a person like that who set themselves on fire. But my thought is that what if they were doing it to kind of get the attention off of Trump and this phony trial? Because it just seems that every day that the trial goes on, more and more things are coming out on how absurd these judges are and these lawyers and the different things that they're doing to Trump. And it, you know, with his polls keep going up and up and up,
mm-hmm.
It seems to me like maybe they're trying to get attention off of that.
Let me ask you a question. Then why would they do it in front of the courthouse? Because now it's bringing more attention to it happening in front of the courthouse where President Trump is.
True, but if we're not hearing a lot about what's going on in the courthouse, you know.
Yeah. I see your point. It's just, for me, it draws my attention to why are they doing this in front of the courthouse where Trump is. So, for me. But I do see your point. Yeah, I see your point. They do a lot of distractions constantly. And I'm not saying that this is not a distraction. Mm-hmm. Maybe this is their attempt to try to distract from President Trump being in the courthouse and doing a terrible job at it.
Possibly. Yeah, I don't disagree with you.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying my first impression was that maybe that was, you know, a reason why they were doing it.
No, you know, I think you're onto it, too, because when we first looked at it, I said, why did they do this? Are they trying to distract from President Trump? Because, you know, President Trump comes out and he tells everyone the truth of what they're doing to him. Is this possible that they're doing this to try to distract from President Trump and just focus on this now? I mean, I guess they, I mean, but personally, I think they could have gone back to the Israel, you know, embassy and, you know, set themselves in front of there again. Because it would have been another, the media would have been talking about it again.
I can't even believe that the person is only in, well, is in critical condition. Yeah, I can't believe they didn't pass away. That was just crazy.
Right.
Well, it's almost sad that they didn't.
That's what I told Will. I said, I almost would be like, if not that I would ever do that, but if I was that person, my thinking is, you want to die. Like, you don't want
the pain to stop your life. Maybe
exactly.
Yeah, that could be the case, too.
Because the pain just could be ongoing now.
Well, let me say this, too. Not to be insensitive about this at all, but at least these people are not involving others' people when they're doing when they're trying to kill somebody.
Take note. If you're going to do this.
I agree.
Yeah.
If you take note. If you do this, you could somebody could save your life and you could live with this pain forever.
Yeah.
Or That's a very good point.
Yeah, or it could be an opportunity for the person to, you know, to repent and ask for forgiveness, too.
There you go,
There's that opportunity, too.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's so many ways of looking at things. Yeah. You know, it's like an accident. Somebody across the street from the accident saw something completely different than the person that was in front of the accident, you know? You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? I mean, there's... From different angles, there's so many different ways of seeing things, I guess. All I have to say is I sure hope that we can get Trump back in there because this country is not going to survive without him.
100% it's not going to survive. And the Democrats don't want it to survive. So they're going to do everything they can. Yep. So, well, thank you so much for the wonderful call. Have a wonderful, blessed weekend.
Yeah, thanks, Sue.
You too. Thank you. God bless
you. All
right,
take care, Sue. God bless. Okay, Shannon, you said you found the doormat?
Yeah, look at it.
Okay, can we put it on the screen? Let's make it full screen. Put it on the screen. Wow, look at that. And it has my name at the bottom of that? Dude, no, come on.
Will's geeking right now. Will's like, I want the doormat.
Trump is in, I mean, it's like I'm endorsing Trump and he's endorsing me at the same time.
There
look
you
at it.
Go.
This is, and this is on their official website, Will Johnson?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Eric, for sharing that.
Come on. That is awesome. Look at that, everybody. You know what this says?
What's that?
Trump has been watching. Trump is watching Frank's speech right now. That's what I'm telling you, that's what this means.
This is one way to keep away solicitors. Yeah.
I'm a Trump supporter, so you know what's on the inside of the house. I'm just saying.
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
Exactly.
You know? And Trans-Tifa, be warned. BLM, be warned.
No funny business in this
no
house.
No funny business here. Okay, let me play this really quick because this is something that really needs to be addressed. This is Mike Johnson. I think Mike Johnson has basically sold the country down the river. And I'm upset with him. I don't know what happened to him. They got to him in such a short time, and they're just basically... He's doing the will of the Democrats. Just listen to some of this and then we'll talk about it.
Well, we're happy that the rule passed today. We look forward to final passage on the bill tomorrow. I think there's a couple of things that are important to remember here. We did not pass the Senate supplemental bill. The Senate was sent effectively as a blank check for foreign aid, and that is not, it did not comport with the policies or the process in the House. It was a better process to break the bills into four separate measures for consideration, and that is what we will have tomorrow. Everyone can vote their will and their constituents' desires on the Israel aid, the Ukrainian aid, the Indo-Pacific, and then our fourth national security package that has all of our innovations in it. Because we did this process, we got a better outcome here.
Okay, I mean, so we didn't get a better outcome.
No,
let me just tell you what happened, Will. Because Johnson knows he cannot get this passed, right, on just a fair vote, the Democrats on the committee. Rules committee made a rule to where four of the Republicans' votes will not count for each one of these supplemental bills. There's four of them. So that means we are no longer in the majority. They literally eliminated basically what they would call the extreme MAGA vote.
Right.
They eliminated it so it can pass with just all the Democrats voting. Now, this is why people are mad, because how can you, one, take away their voice, their vote, right, when we have such a slim majority? But now people are upset because they're saying that Mike Johnson did this deal. This is a Schumer move right here. Yes. Right? This is unprecedented again.
He made a deal with Schumer.
That this is a Schumer.
It's McCarthy 2.0.
A Hakeem Biden bill. That's why Biden and Schumer are so much behind this.
They're praising Mike Johnson for
Johnson
this right
is
now.
Using the Democrats to get this passed, not the Republicans.
Because Mike Shame Johnson wants to make it look like, you know, Mike Johnson Shame has been him. Coming out talking about funding for Ukraine all this time too. And he said, well, we need to shut down the border, but then we still need to do funding for Ukraine. And he says that he went into the SCIF and got actual information about what Putin is doing. Really? Shouldn't we cross that road once we get there?
Then sell it to your Republican
shouldn't
base.
Shouldn't we sell it
to your Republican
instead
party.
Of giving Ukraine money, won't we cross that path with
because
Putin at that point? If Putin decides to attack NATO at that point, then we cross that path. But until then, don't assume anything. You shut down the border. That was one of the biggest things that he was saying he was going to do.
He said, we're going to die on the hill of the border.
He said, we're going to die on the hill.
He didn't.
Actually, maybe it was a little hill and he didn't realize that it was a mountain.
There's nothing
and
in
he
here
didn't want to climb the mountain
to secure our border.
Nothing.
But there's $300 million, I think they said in here, to secure the Ukraine border.
Ukraine
what is wrong?
Comes first. United States of America comes last.
The only
even
thing,
to Rhino Republicans.
This was one of the only things we had in our favor to we could hold against the Democrats to get our border fixed. And Michael Johnson caved. What a sad day for the Republican Party, for Congress, and for our government just as a whole, because this is, once again, them doing this, making this move in the Rules Committee hasn't been done before.
No, it's never been done. It's the first time in the history.
Now
right?
they
first
said
time in the history
another
of the United States of America.
Dangerous
to our understanding,
in our country.
To our understanding, it's the first time in American history.
I read
history.
That in an article that they
it's
said
the first
this
time. They've never done this.
Yeah.
And they're taking the opportunity to do it now. This is because they see this is the last ditch effort that they have to do everything they can to destroy this country. Mike Johnson should be ashamed of himself that he actually gave in to them. And he calls himself a Christian. As Christians, we're not supposed to be weak in the knee. We're supposed to be strong. We're supposed to stand strong in our faith and believe that God is with us. Or you don't have faith at all. Or you don't have it at all. Do you think that Moses was weak? Absolutely not.
He didn't give in to Pharaoh.
Absolutely not.
Pharaoh tried to bargain
with him. Do you think Christ was weak? Absolutely not.
Yep.
Absolutely not. There's strength in doing the right thing. And when you have the evil ones that are at you because you're doing the right thing, then so be it. Allow them to be upset. Allow them to be upset. All right, everybody, that's it for me. Thank you so much for being here. Have a wonderful, blessed weekend. Absolute Truth with Emma Robinson's coming up next. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow, now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98. Or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.